night of the Martian super close approach has come and gone, but Mars remains blazingly brilliant all month. The real story is that it's just part of a rare display above our heads. Four planets and two famous stars have formed a rainbow of gemstones. Want to see it for yourself? It's easy if you can get to a place with an unobstructed sweep of sky to the west, south, and southeast. The correct time is important, too. Before 9 p.m., Mars is too low. After around 9:30, Venus gets too low. So you really want to observe this thing from 9 to 9:15 p.m. Any clear night the next few weeks. Start with the brightest star above where the sun set. That's brilliant Venus, which has been our companion for months. Start your sweep to the left of Venus. You'll be looking for a line of six bright or brilliant stars that get slightly higher up as you look leftward, but then curves lower again, making the whole formation a kind of enormous, slightly flattened rainbow. Ready? From Venus, go left and a bit higher, and you'll see the blue star Spica. Continue left and slightly upward to the brilliant white Jupiter, the highest point of the rainbow. Go left and a bit lower from Jupiter to the bright orange Antares, the major luminary of Scorpius. Continue left, and the next bright star is the colorless Saturn, which is actually a bit higher than Antares, spoiling the perfect rainbow arc thing. Now continue left and lower from Saturn to finish up with a very brilliant orange Mars. If you counted six stars, you've succeeded, with four of them being planets. They're each separated by roughly the same distance from each other. The only challenge is finding a site with an open, unobstructed view halfway around the sky from the west through to the southeast. But don't miss this rare, magnificent, jeweled rainbow. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.